Welcome to the Sedona Soul Sister Show, down-to-earth discussions on spiritual, metaphysical, paranormal, and healing topics. The Sedona Soul Sisters are the most trusted psychic mediums in Sedona. They have offices in Sedona, Arizona, where they see clients from all over the world. And now, today's show. Hi, welcome. I'm Ivory, and this is Roz. And today our topic is healing circles. Before we start, we'd like to say a special hello to our fans in Bridgend, Wales. Thank you so much for being here with us. It's fun to see you here week after week. This whole topic came up because I was having a conversation with some spiritual friends, and we were talking about the benefit of finding your tribe. And what they're trying to find is a group of healers. And I was telling them about the spiritual circle, which was a healing circle that I started in Prescott, Arizona years ago, because there was nothing happening there that I could join. So I had no choice but to start one. And so it was just at someone's home. And at first we started, we would have a potluck dinner together. And we would, all of us who had massage tables would bring one, and we'd set them up in different rooms, and we would practice different types of energy healing and different hands-on healing. And it started where we'd work just on each other at first, and then people started hearing about it, and we would invite them in if they needed healing. We didn't charge anything. We just invited them in. For a lot of people, they didn't know energy healing, so they were just learning how. And there, I remember one guy distinctly who was like I think he worked at Baghdad Mines. So he was like a real hard, heavy duty worker. And that guy just had such a natural talent for hands-on healing. It was incredible. And it changed his life discovering that. Like, it just changed his view of himself. But what was really great is having these people we could talk to about healing. We could share stories. We could learn new techniques. Have you ever done anything like that, Roz?
Not in a group. I haven't.
I know you heal people regularly.
Yeah, I do a lot of that work, but I mainly, you know, am just concentrating and focusing on connecting with the source of healing energy. In my case, God, you know, is my focus, and bringing that through. So I've never actually been in a group and setting for that. I bet it's interesting.
It was. And, you know, it started off for me was I needed a bigger tribe. I mean, I had a lot of friends. I'd lived there for a long time, but not a lot of friends who were into spirituality and healing. And I needed that. You know, we see people all the time who really don't have anybody to talk to about the things they're experiencing, the things they're trying to do, the skills they're working on, their goals. So it was that for all of us. That was the primary thing that brought us all together. And it was probably one of the two biggest benefits. But the other one was to be able to see how other people do healing and to be able to give instant feedback to somebody who's brand new at it, and they're working on you, and you can feel the power of their energy. Like, you can feel the effect in your body and tell them right then and there. You know, they haven't spent any money to find that out. They're just coming and learning and kind of fellowship, I guess, you know, really. It just was wonderful. And that group stayed together. They stayed together for a while, even after I moved away. Somebody else took over the group. We had a dentist whose house we were meeting at, a friend of mine. Hi, Keith. And after that, I moved down south and eventually started another group in Cave Creek, because all the other groups were people wanted money for them. And I really didn't feel okay about that. I wanted to do something free and something to just bring people in the community together. And we stayed in that group for about 2.5 years, and it's still continuing. I found out even now, I've been gone for 8 years and it's still continuing. And some of the people in both those groups are still dear friends of mine. So I always tell people, if you don't have your spiritual tribe, start with what you love. What are you passionate about? You know, for maybe it is healing. And if it is, then healing circles are great. Do you remember, I bet you do, the early days of Sedona Soul Sisters, Roz, where I would like do a special day, or maybe it was a half day, where I would let people come in and get very inexpensive medical Qigong energy healing sessions?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that was, you know, kind of a community service thing. But you have to figure out, you know, a place to do it. If you have a house that's big enough, you could do it with one massage table. And if you're in a pinch, you could just use a bed. You know, I've done plenty of energy healing on people while they're laying in a bed, especially when I visit family and they're like, such and such really needs it, and all they have is a recliner or a bed. I work with that. It's not as easy, but you can do it. So you don't have to have special equipment. You don't have to rent a facility. It doesn't have to cost you anything. But I think there's something to be said for learning new techniques. We had a lady, a really sweet lady, who was somebody I work with. Her name was Sabbath, and her mother was from Mexico. And her mother was a very well-known healer in Mexico. And she did the healing that involves a raw egg. Have you heard of that, Roz, where they like draw all negative energy into the egg?
I have heard of that. Yeah.
It's so interesting. And she demonstrated it for us. And then we had to go out way out in the middle of nowhere and bury the eggs out in the middle of nowhere. And it can't be on your own property, but everybody had really powerful healing from that. I had never even heard of it before.
Yeah. It's pretty intense. That kind of, it's very like earth centered,
mm-hmm.
too.
She was a powerful woman, but super sweet too.
Mother Earth energies.
So you could say, we're going to do all Reiki. You could say, any healers, please come. I actually like that, because some people like different kinds of healing. What if you have somebody who does chakra work? Have them come in and do some chakra work. Sometimes this is a good way to meet other people that you could go into business with, or do an event with if you're already in business doing healing work. How Roz and I met was working together at a center in Sedona, and we had lunch together every day. We just were like a little group that had lunch. And I mentioned to one of them that I was going to open my own center. And I heard, oh, we've been talking about opening our own center. The next thing you know, we had our own center. So I feel like God and your angels bring you into contact with the people you need when you need them. Sometimes, true, for reasons you can't anticipate.
True. As long as you can retain your open-minded attitude. And I find that when you go into a situation, the people who are of certain, you know, frequency levels are drawn together. And it's interesting, over the years where I've moved from one location to another, Sedona was only one place that I moved, but I mean, I just came here and sort of stayed, but the bottom line is that I think when you get into an area and there's lots of other people with lots of other gifts, you do kind of like, it's that old thing of water seeks its own level. Like you tune in. And you're sending your energy and they're sending their energy and you're pulled together. It's very powerful.
It sure is. And, you know, something else I was thinking about, what the healing circles really helped me with, was I had been drawn by my angels to take the summer-long course in medical Qigong energy healing. I didn't even know what energy healing was. And I was a single parent and I didn't know how I was going to handle the child care, but it all worked out. And I learned early on that I had an affinity for it. I was good at it. And then I was a little nervous about doing that on other people. And it got me over it because here, not only first were we doing energy healing on each other, but then when people started showing up with the members, they'd be like, oh, my Uncle Bob's got a really bad case of gout. Can we work on him? Or such and such has back pain. Can we work on them? We had a steady stream of people. And so I got to work on people without the pressure of charging money for it. And so I didn't have to wonder, geez, do they feel like they got their money's worth, or, you know, are they happy with it? They were so grateful. And all of them would tell us, give us feedback on what they felt during it and how they felt afterwards. We'd hear from the varying members. It really built my confidence as a healer to feel okay about starting to charge money for sessions. I always wait way too long to do that. I don't think I'm alone in that, but I sure did.
Yeah. I think I totally agree.
I think I did it for 19 years before I charged anybody anything for it. That's a long time. But if you're thinking you want to learn energy healing, you know, you can go to a circle like that and experience some different kinds. I find the best place to find circles like that is meetup.com. It is like the modern version of the bulletin board and the metaphysical centers they used to have that would tell you where the meetings were. This is meetup.com is a site to find groups, social groups, and you could enter spirituality, healing. You could just enter healing and how far you're willing to drive. And it'll tell you all the different groups that are available. And I would start with the ones that don't charge you anything, because that's people who are like what I'm talking about. They're just getting together so that they can be with other like-minded people and share ideas, maybe have a little social time and do some healing. There are also people who make a living on their meetup.com groups. So, you know, that it's nothing wrong with that, but just be aware of that. So there should be some out there that are free. It is not hard to start your own group if you can't find one. Have you ever done healing with another person, Roz, or always solo?
I actually was in a situation at one point where I did do healing with one other person. And it was a situation where we were actually working on a relative of hers. And so both of us were concentrating our energy on that. And I don't even think she ever even had thought about doing any healing before that. So we were both there and we were just going, okay, let's pray over her. Let's focus our energy on, you know, the energy, the light of healing coming through us, going into her body, etc. So, but that was the only time.
It really amplifies the healing to have multiple people helping. I guess where I learned that was in my classes for medical Qigong. They were at a college and there was a group of maybe 24 of us in this class. And we would break into groups of 6 to 8 to do healing. And I could feel it when one person was sending energy and versus when the group was sending energy, I could feel a big difference. They needed people to come in to work on. And I think I told you about this, Roz. It was when my sister, Dee, was having one of her early emergencies with her kidney. She's had many, many serious surgeries with her kidney. And her whole half of her body was tremendously swollen. She had surgery coming up, but she couldn't sleep because she was in so much discomfort. And the doctor said there's nothing they could do. She'll have to wait till the surgery. And out of desperation, she said she would come up and let my class work on her. And she did. And so my instructor, who was just amazing, was in our circle because she really wanted to help my sister. And so we had about 8 of us. And it was interesting because my sister had never experienced anything like that. She's very conservative. Her background's in the field of banking. And so she's lying there. And as soon as the energy started, like it really started revving up, like her eyes opened wide. And I knew she was feeling something. And at the end, we worked on her for quite a while, maybe 40, 45 minutes doing the specific. It's like a series of touches and different meridians, energy meridians down the body on one side and then on the other for the kidney, just like there's for everything with medical Qigong. So she went home and she said she had to stop every half hour on, or maybe it was more frequently than that, to go to the bathroom because she just had to go to the bathroom so desperately. Well, by the time she went to bed that night, the swelling was completely down. She had no discomfort. And when she went in for her surgery, the surgeon's like, "What happened? What did you do?" And she said, "My sister and her friends did energy healing." And he just poo-pooed that off, but he could not explain any way that that swelling could have gone down. And that was a real aha moment for me of why it's so powerful to work in a group with serious issues. If somebody's got cancer, if they've got other serious illnesses, anything the medical profession says there's nothing we can do. Yes, there is. You know, yes, there is. You know, I've just seen so many things turn around and I've experienced it with my own body with energy healing, things that supposedly can't be fixed or can't be fixed without surgery, but they do get done. And so if you've got one powerful healer and now you've got 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of them working on you, you can see how that would be some profound change for your body, positive change. Why not?
Well, in other countries, they do it. It's acknowledged. Yeah. It's recognized as a healing modality to be doing, you know, energy healing, to be doing it in a group setting, to be using tonal frequencies, like the healing, you know, bells, the bowls, the solfeggio harmonics and all those things. This is used in a lot of other countries. We're the only ones that are, you know, backwards.
In China, medical Qigong energy healing is still one of the primary forms of medicine there. And it's 6,000 years old. So I kind of think if you're interested in learning about healing, that's a good place to start too, is go to one of these groups where you can try different types of healing. Some of them, again, are very specific. I've seen a lot of Reiki circles. All they do is Reiki, and that's totally fine. Reiki is a great way to open up yourself spiritually, get your chakras open, and start feeling, kind of stepping into your spiritual gifts, having realization of what they are, if you don't already. It's a pretty big shift forward with your energy and spirituality to learn Reiki. And I think that has everything to do with the attunements that happen after each level of it, because that's when I really felt it. I was having that and getting that done when I had no intention of being a healer. It just was part of a training I had with Belinda Howe back in the early 90s. She was my first spirituality teacher, and I was there for intuition, but she was a medium. And she was also a singer like I am. And so she taught me vocal healing through the voice, using vocal toning and all kinds of different things. I have this whole folder about an inch and a half thick of things that I did with her in class over the course of a little over a year. And one of them was Reiki. She was a Reiki master and she put, you know, gave me the lessons and I had the attunements. And by the time that year of classes was over, like I was just kapow. I was on a mission. I was moving forward. I didn't have any negativity in my life anymore, holding me back, like squashing me under their thumb. I could zoom forward and figure out what I'm supposed to be doing with my life.
That's a good thing.
It is a good thing. Ross does a really interesting kind of healing. I think we should talk about that a little bit because I've been talking about energy healing, but I don't want you to think that's the only form. It's far from it. Talk about your crystal healing, Roz.
Well, even when I was a little kid, I loved rocks and stones. And I drove my mother crazy because I always, as a little kid, I would have my pockets full of rocks because I've always been attracted to stones. So I discovered some years back, that I would feel a huge difference when I wore certain crystals. And that started me doing a little research on it. And what I found is that when you look back through history of humans, that is very present. The use of crystals specifically for to achieve certain situations. And one of them is healing. And I kind of discovered that I have these crystal rods that when I held those rods, I could actually feel like a buzzing, like a vibration coming off of those rods. And I couldn't figure out, to be honest, if it was from my hands or if it was the crystals or it was the combination of the two. And I've kind of just come to the conclusion that it's the combination of whatever energies I'm frequencies I'm working with and these stones. And it has a profound effect on people, especially if people are suffering pain or they're dealing with, you know, we go through different periods in our life where we're struggling with one physical or emotional situation after another. And for different people, it just seems to really profoundly affect their energy field and offer them the opportunity to not have to deal with that pain. And it seems to affect their energy field around them. You know, we have an electrical and electromagnetic field around us at all times, and it seems to profoundly offer them the opportunity to work with whatever they're struggling with health-wise. Because I always tell people, and I really believe this is true, it's not me. It's just my energy. It's just the energy that I'm generating and that I'm bringing in. You know, so it's also coming from their guidance and their angels and my angels and, you know. So
everybody's angels.
Yeah. There's a lot of energy going on there. And it's an amazing thing to be able to show people how to do this. They can't necessarily feel the crystals vibrating like I can, but they can hold crystals. People can hold certain types of crystals in their hands or use them, you know, on their body. Like when I used to get a headache, which was pretty rare, I don't get them often, but I used to put a piece of crystal on my forehead and lay down and then put a cloth over it. Gone.
I will try that because I do tend to headaches, as you know.
Yeah, I for me, you know, the crystal that works the best, and you have to kind of experiment with this a little bit, but the clear quartz, milk quartz, or the quartz that is sort of brown colored, those are the quartzes, and well, rose quartz too. Those are the quartz things that different types of quartz that I find I'm able to really work with effectively. So
I want to talk about when I experienced Roz's crystal healing. I was going through what she said, one thing after another, health-wise. I was really in a tremendous amount of pain, could not get well, could not get a grip on it. And Roz was about 25 minutes away from me in a different city. And she said, at a certain time, hold a crystal. And it's this one I was holding, clear quartz. And I was holding it like this against, kind of like against my heart and laying on my back on the sofa. And it wasn't very long before that, I didn't feel it vibrating, but the crystal got hot, really hot. And I remember asking, is it supposed to get hot like this? And she's laughing, yes. And so I started getting well after that. Like, it really did help a lot. So that's how I felt it, was that crystal going from, right now it's cold, like you expect a crystal, to almost hot enough to burn my hand.
That's the interesting thing to me that documents or that proves there is vibration going on in there. There is frequency activation and vibration that is being facilitated within those stones to create that. So it is really powerful. People, you know, people have a tendency to kind of, oh, woo woo, poo poo, you know, and all that. But it really works. And for some people, it really works in a profound and amazing way. You know, other people, I think if you have a lot of skepticism, sometimes it's difficult to get it to work, but not necessarily, because I've done distance work with people that were very skeptical that had been referred to me, and it worked. So, and they were shocked.
And so. I used to do medical Qigong energy healing. I can't anymore because of my back won't let me. But through the years, like, my angels have presented me with types of healing I do other than thought field therapy, which is a neuroscience technique. I never did that in a healing circle, but some things I have done in a healing circle is the gazing. And the traditional gazing is where you sit and look into someone's eyes. You look into each other's eyes for usually 10 minutes. So I do that with Archangel Raphael, going through a person's body, opening, clearing their chakras. And then they gave me this other thing. They wake me up in the middle of the night to say, now you're going to do this angelic resonance healing that involves, oh, crystals and stones associated with angels. And it's just to heal specific physical, spiritual, emotional issues going on, mental issues going on with a person. The point being, you're going to go to these healing circles and you're going to learn some new techniques. And I find that most healers, if you do it long enough, you're going to come up with your own techniques, because you're taking little bits from this one and that one, and you create your own that works for you, that's the most powerful for you. So you have your own kind of healing. And it's not a matter of, I want to have something named after me, you know, ooh, I want to be famous and create this. That's not what it is. It's that you tend to pick up things and you drop others, things you learn, that steps that you don't need, or aspects to the healing modality you learn that don't really work as well for you. And you end up with a blend of some, but how do you know what they are unless you start learning other kinds of healing? And then it just happens naturally. I don't think we even try. I think it just happens naturally. It even happened to me with mediumship. The way that I was trained is not the way I do mediumship. Some of it is, but some of it, over the years, I found ways that worked better for me with my mediumship. So it's true for healing, for sure.
Absolutely.
Did anybody ever teach you healing, Roz? You just see, you just came up with it, or were guided to do it. But you and my daughter with the rocks, let me tell you, she grew up with jars of rocks in her bedroom, collected from Lake Powell and every other place we could possibly go where she could go rock collecting. She still loves crystals and rocks.
My room was full of rocks, all kinds of different stones and shells. Because, you know, I grew up going to the beach, and I would just see these shells laying on the beach, and I could feel their energy. The one thing I think that made me awaken a little bit as far as my healing was, when I was really a kid, I had interesting situations with animals. Like, animals would show up at our house that needed help. Got some real interesting stories.
We should do a show about that. We should do a show. We've never really talked about it. I will remember that and add it to the list.
And it was just an amazing situation. And sometimes I would be out in nature and animals would approach me. I mean, I used to have, sometimes birds would fly down and land on me. I remember one time I was somewhere with my parents and a coyote just came up and we were making eye contact. And there was just a connection there. And it's
the
always
animal whisperer.
Yeah, it was very interesting. Really interesting. And of course, I've always had my weird thing with owls coming wherever I've been. So, I mean, I think we just have to acknowledge that it's physics. This is an energy that we exude. Mm-hmm. And it's felt very strongly by creatures of nature.
Well, we'll have to do a show about that for sure. I'm sure people will love hearing your stories about that.
Very strange and interesting.
I've had some stories with animals too that I think about it that kind of fell into. It was interesting. I hope this has been helpful for you all today and that you get a better understanding of what a spiritual healing circle is and how it might be a benefit for you. And tune in next Friday. We'll be talking about releasing grudges. Ooh, that's going
that's
to be
a big
interesting.
One.
It is a big one. It takes courage to release a grudge. It takes a crowbar, work. Too.
It takes work.
Yes, it does. In the meantime, we hope you have an enlightening week.
Thank you for listening to the Sedona Soul Sisters Show. If you'd like more information about the Sedona Soul Sisters and their services, visit their website at SedonaSoulSisters.com. Subscribe to our show here so you don't miss a thing. All of us at Sedona Soul Sisters hope you have an enlightening week.